You're listening to Reflections West with David Moore and Lisa Simon,
featuring stories and ideas of a diverse American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Doug Midgett, a former professor of anthropology. His father, Kent Midgett, grew up in eastern Montana during the 20s and 30s, the boom and bust of the homesteading era. Midgett reflects on the visible legacy left in these agricultural ghost towns. He writes,
"Visitors to the West are often drawn to the romance of ghost towns, places that swelled briefly with fortune seekers who moved on as quickly as they arrived. These remnants are scattered throughout the mountains of western Montana. But another kind of ghost town is common in the high plains of eastern Montana, the agricultural ghost town. My father wrote of such a place in his memoir. When I took to edit his work after his death, I decided I had to see this place for myself, since I had heard about it since childhood. I drove up from the Yellowstone River town of Forsyth, past the mostly abandoned hamlet of Vananda, past the precariously small village of Ingomar, to find Sumatra, where my father grew up and the nearby ranch my grandfather had farmed. A flood had washed through the bottomland south of Vananda earlier that year, and the higher tableland around Sumatra was a picture of verdant prairie, a farmer's dream. I could picture my grandfather viewing this spot with fierce hope when he saw it in the spring of 1913. But from my vantage point of a later time, I felt the weight of my father's words, written when he saw it again nearly 50 years later. He wrote, "Sumatra is still a ghost, one of the many little Montana towns whose people had great hopes and aspirations, people who fought a hard but losing battle against nature to make a living for their families, who refused to give in to the inevitable until driven from their homes and farms by relentless perennial forces of drought, searing heat, insect infestation, and stifling dust storms. They made their contributions, great and small, to the development and history of eastern Montana. They left and never came back, but their ghosts are still there for one who remembers."
Midgett pairs his reflection with a poem by Gwendolyn Haste, a poet who, like his father, lived in eastern Montana in the first decades of the 20th century.
Haste's poem, Dried Out, refers both to the farm and to the dreams of many farming families who emigrated west to live more independent lives. She writes,
"Dried Out. This place was the first home we ever had, and I was sick of farming for other folks. First in Wisconsin, then in Dakota. It looked so pretty when he broke sod that day. There weren't only three sides to the house, but what did I care? There was sunlight and wet rain and a coulee full of springtime where the children could play. 7 full years, says the book, and 7 lean. And we come in at the end of the full ones, I guess. There ain't no crops where there's no rain, and the stock died in the big blizzard. So, now we're going back to Dakota to farm for other folks. Oh, God, the nice white ranch house with a floor we was to have. The roses by the door."
A poem by Gwendolyn Haste.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Lively Times, Montana's source for arts and entertainment.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.